Good morning, this is Father Joseph Hagen. I'm joined once again by our brother Forsyth Davis. We're here at the Priory of St. Vincent Ferrer to continue our series on the Luminous Mysteries. Today, we will meditate on the fourth Luminous Mystery, the Transfiguration of Jesus Christ. So, brother Forsyth, tell me, what do you meditate on with this mystery?
Honestly, I think about bleach. Because when the disciples are up on that mountain with Jesus, they see that his clothes turn dazzling white.
Yes.
And it's just like, how did they get that way? Is this a miracle? Is this just a vision? Is this just the disciples, you know, seeing him in the most positive light because they now realize more fully who he is? But there's something very mysterious about this fourth luminous mystery in that we get a vision of those prophets that have gone before the disciples. You know, they've studied the scriptures. They know the Old Testament. They know who Elijah is. They know who Noah is. And, you know, seeing this in a vision, it helps kind of bring to the fore that when we are going to meet our Maker, we're going to see all these people who have gone before us, and that our time on earth is so limited, and yet it's not, it's just the beginning. It's just a tiny sliver in relation to eternity. And to kind of get that little glimpse of eternity where you see that glory of Jesus, I mean, it's just, it's hard to actually envision what this would have been like for the apostles who saw this. I think about bleach, but really that just leads to holier things.
For me, it's that deep desire to see Jesus Christ. You mentioned both Moses and Elijah. Both of them in the Old Testament don't see God's face, right? Moses asks and doesn't. He has to be hidden. Elijah, when he's in the mountain, when he goes out to see him, he hides his face. But here they see him. And the apostles just see, and when we talk about God being glorious, it's something so beautiful and captivating. It thrills the heart. And, you know, it's easy for our life as Catholics to be routine, for our life as Catholics just to be about following rules and just sort of like, and we forget that we are being drawn by a beautiful God, which is weird to say, especially as men, but that's kind of mystery of this, is like the glory of Jesus Christ really captivates the heart, and to seek his face. We talked about this with Father Hyacinth with the birth of Jesus, how he reveals his face. And here he's sort of revealing like the heavenly glory of his face, and that he draws us to him so that we would seek him more and more.
Yeah, it's having that encounter with Jesus face to face where you get a glimpse of the Father. And for the disciples to see that, you know, early on, well before Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection, again, they get a glimpse of what's to come, and how jealous we should be of what they were able to experience, what they were able to see, in order that they were able to preach Christ well after he's been crucified. That they, like Mary, ponder those things in their hearts, but are freely able to share those experiences and really to share that joy of the gospel.
And the last thought to share is how the Father speaks again here, and he says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And how, I mean, I'm the kind of person I can keep talking to God, and this mystery reminds me, you can talk as much as you want to God, but it might be good if you listen. That's why I hear it said to myself often. And just asking Mary for that grace to seek the face of Christ and to listen to him, knowing that it's his word that will bring the peace. And he's happy to listen to my words. And sometimes it's helpful to get the words out of me. But I need to listen to him. And so we thank you for listening to us, and we pray that you will have the grace to listen, not just to two friars, but to listen to the Son today and to seek his face. And we ask Mary's help in all of this. Thank you once again, and we hope to speak with you tomorrow. God bless.